Let's take it from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, last three lines, Amar Rava, Lo Lema Inish, a person should not say Baruch Haba, and pause, V'hadar, B'Shem Hashem, Ela, Baruch Haba, B'Shem Hashem, B'Hadar, that he should say it in one flow and not take any breaths. Otherwise, it looks like, Rashi says, at least in the bottom here, last line, it looks like he's Mechse Kimotzi Levatal. If he says, Baruch Haba, and then B'Shem Hashem, sounds like B'Shem Hashem is an independent statement, he should say it in all one in one breath. Going on to now Daf Lamed Tes, we're going to skip the parentheses. So Gemara then says two lines down on Daf Lamed Tes. Vamar Rava lo lema inishi heishmei Rabba v'hadam mevarech ella yeheishmei Rabba mevarech behadadad and one full swoop, one moment without pausing. So we have these two different statements, both by Baruch Haba and Heishmei Rabba, to say them all together. That's the understanding of Rava. And now the Gemara says that which the parentheses was earlier. The Gemara says it here. Amalei Rav Safra, Moshe Shapir Kamris. Is that true what you said? Moshe is the way the Gemara says a few places throughout Shas. If you look at the top Rashi, Moshe Gadol Hador. And there's an Indian based on the P of the Zohar that every tzaddik in the door has a certain neshama, a certain Kain of the Shema Moshe Beinu. So they called us. Is this true? The Gadol Hador really says this? Are you saying the correct thing that you have to say this all one full swoop? Can't be the case. Elohasam Vahacha, there by Baruch Haba. Hacha here by Heishmei Rabba, Asuke Milsahu, Velesimba. Even though the guy may have paused, even though the guy may have taken a breath, it's okay because we knew at the end he planned on concluding the pasuk or concluding the statement, and therefore there's no concern. You can pause in between. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara now says further, quoting from the Mishnah, Malkum Shinagu Lichval. The Mishnah taught us the other day that you're allowed to repeat different psukim in Hallel. So it says the Gemara. So what would you repeat? So Tani Rebbe, Kofel Ba Devarim. So what exactly is Devarim? So Rashi says here, Kofa ba Devarim, two lines down, Kofa ba Devarim, me'ana v'hala, ana Hashem o'shiyana, and from that pasuk on, you repeat every single phrase. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer bar Pata, Mosif ba Devarim, he added on Devarim. What did he add on? My Mosif, Amar Abaye, Mosif lichbol me'odecha ulamata. Odecha, from that point, which is before on Hashem, we start repeating the psukim, so therefore he had a little bit more. The last, 10 psukim of Hallel is what we repeat, which is certainly the minhag, the practice that we have nowadays. Gemara now says further, quoting from the Mishnah, Levarich Yivarich. So a certain place had a minhag to say the bracha. So those places that had such a minhag, they would say the bracha. Those who did not have such a minhag would not say bracha. Which bracha are we referring to? Amr Abaye, Lo Shanu Ela La'achar. It's only a question of minhagim on the bracha at the end of Hallel. However, about Lefanav, Mitzvah Levarach, but to say the bracha prior to reciting Hallel, that everybody agrees is a mitzvah. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this also appears a few places in Shas, Ko a mitzvah, Kulon, Mivarach Aleim Over Lasiyas. And they have to say a bracha, Birchas a mitzvah, prior to performing any mitzvah. Hallel is a mitzvah, and therefore you say bracha beforehand. The only question is the bracha afterwards. So ask the Gemara, which the Gemara always asks when it uses this phrase, Over Lasiyasam. My mashmadahai over lishna dakdume. Over means to pass. Over doesn't mean to say before. Over, before lasiyasam, where do you see? So the Gemara brings three different psukim, which indicates that the word over means prior to. So what are the psukim? The Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak dechsiv, it says in one pasuk in Shmuel Beis, it says, Vayaret achi ma'at derech hakikar vayavor sakushi. He was before the kushi. That's one raya. Abai Amar Mehacha, he brings a different pasuk, v'hu over lefneim, v'ibai seima mehacha, v'yavor malkam lefneim, v'ashem b'roshem. So three different psukim, where the word over means before, so that's the language of over lasiyasam. So now, there's a very long tosis here, I'll just say some of the highlights here. Tosa asks a question, Dibra Maschil over lasiyasam. He writes, if you can read the beginning a little bit, he says, Mitam zeh, for this reason, Tzarech levarech alulav kodem she'ilenu. You have to say the bracha before you picked up the lulav. So the lulav is on your table. You say the bracha and then you pick it up. Because di la'achar shenalu, if you picked up the lulav and then you say the bracha, that doesn't work. It's too late. Mida'agbahi, the moment you pick up the lulav, nafik bay. That's the mitzvah. You picked it up. It's too late to say the bracha. So leave it on your table, say the bracha, and then pick it up. Now the problem with that, Tosa says, Mi lo mistabrikal. That's not so logical, not so sensible. Deheach yivarech alav v'hu munach bekli. The Gemara says if you're about to put on tefillin, you have to put the tefillin on your arm and before tightening. But you can't have the tefillin on the table and say bracha and pick it up. So how do you have the lulav on the table? It has to be when it's in your hand right before you say the bracha, right before you do the mitzvah. So Tosis gives like four different suggestions. He says, number one suggestion, he says, maybe what you should do is, he says, pick up the lulav first, but don't pick up the esrog yet. So at least part of it's in your hand. Leave the esrog on the ground, on the table. Say the bracha, and then pick up the esrog. That's his first answer. Second suggestion, he says, maybe flip one of them upside down, which is the practice that we have. You keep the esrog upside down, say the bracha, and then flip it up. The third suggestion, he says, maybe you have kavana not to be yotze until after the bracha. Have negative kavana not to be yotze. And then a fourth answer, he says, maybe the mitzvah isn't complete with picking it up. Maybe the nanum is a chelik of the mitzvah, and you're not yotze by simply picking it up. He then rejects that based on a different number of rayas, that picking it up is the mitzvah. The nanum is simply a added part. But then he says, even if you say that the nanum are simply a mitzvah bin a mufchar, and it's not ma'akev the mitzvah, in the end of the day, since it still is a continuation of the mitzvah, that might still be sufficient to allow you to say the bracha even after you picked it up. So these are the four or five different suggestions, but we have is to leave the esrog upside down, say the bracha, and then turn it right side up, and then you start doing the nanum. He's not yotze. He has to be derech dilasim. We haven't seen this yet, I don't think, but derech dilasim has to be upright. That's why upside down doesn't work. Has to be now the reason why for our esrog, they have to know how the esrog grows exactly. So it's very important to know because it ends up growing this way and then it ends up weighing down. So what's considered derech dilasim by the esrog is important to understand. So now the new Mishnah tells us halokeach lulav, a person who buys a lulav on Shemitah this year. So it's really not this year. We'll see. It's really referring to next year. But halokeach lulav mechaver b'shvias during the Shemitah year. No sein lo esrog b'matana the fish ein rashai lilokha b'shvias. The din is that when you buy it from the merchant, he should give you the esrog for free as a gift. We'll see why. Because you're not allowed to do schara. You can't do buying and selling when it comes to shvias fruits. So we'll see what exactly the problem is. But before we get to that, there's an interesting question the Achorim asked the following shaila. They said, wait a second, had not been for this issue of buying and selling, are you allowed to use an esrog from Shemitah? You're allowed to. You just can't pay for it. You have to get it for free. But how is that allowed? Didn't we learn by truma, you're not supposed to take truma because you might be machshir the truma latuma, or you might be mafsid the truma to tame as well. So apply the same dinim here by Shemitah. So he says, if it has to do with being machshir truma to tuma, that's not a problem by shviyas. You actually can be metame shviyas. That would be allowed. But in terms of being mafsid shemitah, you can't be mafsid shemitah. So why should you be able to use a esrog from a shemitah year? Right? By chuma, we said, lechachila, don't take an esrog from chuma. So here as well, why is the Mishnah saying, avoid the issue of buying and selling, then you can use it. Why should it be lechachila? Shouldn't we be concerned to be mafsid the esrog of shemitah? So there are a number of answers that are brought. So one answer that's suggested is that by the esrog, the truth is that when you're mashmesh the esrog, that was mafsid, it's only grumma. It's not directly destroying it. You're not stepping on it. You're not crushing it. You're not stabbing it. You're using it, and the use ends up getting it, making it go brown. That's only grumma. So only by truma, where the pasuk tells us, the pasuk mishmeres trumosai, you have to preserve it. There's an extra safeguard. That's where grumma hefsed is a problem by truma only. But by Shemitah, where there is no pasuk of mishmeres, even only to destroy it directly would be a problem, but ayde grama would be allowed. That's one suggestion, but there are like 10 different suggestions how to get around that problem, but that's one to avoid this particular shot. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. So the Mishnah had taught us that you're not allowed to buy the esrog, but the merchant must give it to you as a matana. So Gemara says, what if he doesn't want to? Lo ratzo litein lo b'matana mahu. Let's say he refuses to give it to you as a gift. You pay for it or you're not getting an esrog. What do you do at that point? So Amar Rav Huna, mavliyale d'mei esrog belulav. You do havla. What does that mean? What does that mean, havla? So this is a din by Hilchos Shabbos that the Gemara is applying to Hilchos Sukkah. What's a din by Shabbos? You have a worker. A guy works for you on Shabbos. You have a group leader, let's say. So you can't pay a group leader on Shabbos because it's Schar Shabbos. You can't make money on Shabbos. But what you could do is you could pay him for the week. And as long as he does some work during the week, or you pay him for the month, and you pay him for the overall month, so some days are Shabbos, some days are a weekday, so you're mavliya the days that are usher in the overall salary that he's receiving. But you can't pay just for Shabbos, you pay for the entire week. Here's will. Don't pay for the esrog alone, pay for the whole package. You're paying $200 for all the da'aminim, and you're mavliya the esrog in that tzchar. That's what the understanding of the Gemara. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mavliya le dmei esrog belulav, yimchor lulav biyukar, sell for a lot of money, sell the esrog, the lulav, instead of $70, sell, buy for $200, and say, I'm going to give you extra money for the lulav, and just throw the esrog in for free, achitin lo esrog b'matana, until he is willing to give you the esrog for free. That's the understanding. Okay. So we still don't know why it's usher to buy nesug during Shemitah. We haven't yet established that. So Gemara says, why are you getting so complicated? Why do you have to invoke this concept of havla? Just buy the nesug. Give him $80 for nesug. He'll give it to you. Why can't you do this? And because the Gemara says, Lefi she'ein mosrin d'mei peiros shvius lam haaretz. You're not allowed to give money of shvius to an Am Haaretz. The assumption here is that you're talking about an Am Haaretz merchant. He's a guy who has a farm, doesn't know much about Torah, and you can't give him money of Shemitah, because the way Shemitah works is that the fruit that is grown during Shemitah is Shemitah, must be kept the halachas of Shemitah. And whatever you sell that Shemitah fruit for, the money also has a din of Kedusha Shvius and must be used properly. What that means to be used properly is you have to use it during the year Shemitah. You can't save it over past Shemitah. So we don't trust that Am Haaretz is going to preserve that money. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains all of this. Rashi says, Ein mosrin d'mei peiros v'chulei. That Torah Amar, the Torah tells us, la'achla, that Shemitah fruits must be eaten, and the drasha is v'lo l'schor. You can't buy and sell it. Shekol peiros shviyis chayavim lizbayer, which doesn't mean to burn literally, it means to use. It should be used, it should be eaten somehow. B'shviyis hein udmem. During Shemitah, you must use the Shemitah fruits and any of the money of it. V'lo sheyasebem scharasa letznia la'acha shviyis lahashir. And not to make a big profit and to save it over, you know, to keep away in your savings account. It has to be used during this year. V'am he'aretz chashudin al-kach, we're suspect that an Am Haaretz will not keep this halacha. The fikach, therefore, ein mosin lehem damim likach mem klum bedamim. We don't buy it from him. Because if he sells us the esog, we give him $80 for the esog, the Shemitah, and 20 other guys do. He now makes a nice profit, and he keeps it in his savings account, and doesn't use it for that year. So we don't do this, because the ka'aver, alifnei iver lo tite michsho. We are putting a stumbling block in front of him. He doesn't know, and by us giving this money for the Shemitah fruits, he's going to be in violation of this particular halacha. The Gemara brings a brisa to prove this point. The Tanya, the brisa teaches us the last four lines here in Amud Aleph. The brisa says, "Ein mosrin d'mei peiros shviyis la'am haaretz yosem imazon shalosh sudos." You are actually allowed to give him the money that's worth three meals, but not more than that. Because if it's worth three meals, then he'll probably eat. Rashi says, "Well, he'll probably eat on a Shabbos. He'll keep the basic halachas of Shabbos, but he won't know the detailed halachas, the sophisticated halachas of Shemitah." If you look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Yosef mazon shalosh, there's more than three meals, however you can't give it to him, because of our mazon shalosh, but if it's exactly three meals worth, let's say $20 a meal, so you give him $60 for the esrog, so then that you can be mosin kedei chayev, diikla meimra, there is at least room to suggest, l'suda Shabbos utzarach, he's going to have it for his Shabbos meals this coming week, v'chevin shehuter be'erev Shabbos, so once you could give him that amount of money, erev Shabbos, huter l'chol yimos ha-Shabbos, even if it's a Sunday or Monday, you can assume that money he's going to use of three meals worth will be towards his Shabbos meals. Okay, now it gets a little complicated because if 50 people buy from him, how many Shabbos meals is he going to have? So this is maybe referring to not a merchant who's selling a large produce, but exactly selling individuals here and there. That's my only assumption here. So then the Gemara again says,
I think that's the point.
Rabbi said, but if it's a big merchant, a wholesale guy.
But the point is, that's what he's saying. Like saying what's in the Meperos and it's a place explaining why. No?
Yeah, I'm pointing out that many people who sell esrogim sell tons of esrogim.
That's why they should.
No, but the Gemara says, if I'm buying, I'm giving him just three meals worth, I'd be allowed to.
Be okay.
But I'm saying, I'm allowed, but how could you? It's and you. So I'm just saying, it must be a guy who's selling not wholesale, he's selling to individuals, neighbors, so he's not making a lot of money, I'm guessing. I don't know for sure. So the Gemara again says, "Be'im last two lines, in Masr, if you do give it over to him more than three meals worth, so there's another Eitzah. The other Eitzah is, Yomer, you should tell him, Hare Maos Halalu, you mechulolin a perish sheyeshli besoch besi. That what you say is, the fruit that's going to be used, if you give him out $100, which is more than three meals worth. So in order to avoid him from stumbling on this, and violating the Isser, you should say, the extra money, the surplus, will be hal on my fruit or my money in my house, and I'll take care of the halachas of Shavuos. So that means the money that he's getting now will be chulin, and I'll transfer the kedusha to the money in my house, and I'll make sure to keep the money used during the Shemitah year. That's the other Eitzah. And the Gemara then says, on to Amr Beis now, Uva v'ochlin mekedusha Shavuos. In this way, the Chavir, who's the Talmid Chacham, the one who's buying it, he knows halachas, and he'll eat it during the year of Shemitah. Just look at the top Rashi for basic halachas in Shemitah. Shemitah fruits don't have to only be eaten. You could use any form of a hana, as Rashi says. Uba chaver zeh, the ochel osam haperos bekedusha shvitz, he eats it in the kedusha of Shemitah, which means achila ushdia v'sicha, he can rub it as oil on his skin, for halakas aner, to light the candles, shehein hanos hamutaris behen can mefarish masecha shvitz. There in the eighth paragraph of masecha shvitz talks about the various ways one could benefit from Shemitah. And then the Gemara says on the top here, Alamates Amribeza, Bameh Dvar Amun, when is this all true? Meaning, when are you allowed to buy from the Am Aretz 3 meals worth and no more? Only if you know for sure that Min HaMufkar, that he left his property a Hefker, that he followed the Halachas. He didn't lock the gates, he left everything open. So you know the fruits were kept the Halacha. So you could buy from him, but don't give him more than 3 meals worth. I mean, he knows the Halacha of not working the land. He doesn't know the Halacha that the Damim, the money of the Shvi'is, has a Din of Shvi'is. And if he knows that halacha, if he taught that halacha, he may not listen. Aval, let's say you buy lokeach minam mushumar, you buy from an Am Haaretz who locks his gates and doesn't let it, anyone come inside, it's not hefker, that's not father halachas, then you can't give him any amount of money, afilu bekechatzi iser aser. Even to give him a small amount of money, I don't know, a quarter worth of money, even that's aser, because if he's chashid on keeping the Shemitah of the karka, he's certainly going to be chashid on any even 3 meals, and that's the limitation the Gemara says. Okay. So just good basic halachas legabe hilchos shemitah. So Gemara now says 3 lines down. Meisiv Rav Sheshes umin hamufkar gimel sudos visulo. If in fact the Am Haaretz, the farmer, he does keep the halachas in that he allows his property to be hefker, anybody who wants can come into his property. So the din was you're only allowed to buy 3 meals worth from him. Is that true? Not more than that. We're going to bring a brisa that says you're allowed to buy as much as you want from him. There's no limitation. So Gemara says uminhi. Hapigam, which are this, we're going to list like 8 different types of foods. I don't know what they are. Rashi tells us what they are. I don't know what Rashi's referring to, but I'm sure the English has some explanation of them. But he lists hapigam vahayarbuzin vahashitim vahalaglogos vahakusbar shibaharim vahakarpas shibanaharos vahagargir shal efer. All of these items are all p'turim min ha-maiser. The reason why, because these are all items that nobody really cares about. Whoever has them on the property lets them go hefker, and then hefker is p'turim min ha-maiser. That's p'turim min ha-maiser. And then v'nikham mikol adam b'shivis. And you could buy them from any person without concern of who the owner is, because everyone leaves them hefker, even during Shemitah. Even the Amai Haaretz, who might keep their, I don't know, their olive orchards and their grapes all protected, these foods, they'll leave hefker. So it's certainly being mekayim, the din of hefker, of Shemitah. The fish she'ein kayote behem nishmar, no one watches this. So the simple understanding is, as Rashi points out here, it sounds like you could buy as much as you want from them. But do we say before, you can only buy 3 meals worth from them. How come here it gives the impression you buy as much as you want? So the Gemara says, "Hu mosivla v'hu mefarikla." He asks the question, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes answers the question. What's the answer? He says, you're allowed to buy, and he adds in, "Bichdei mon shanu, v'chein amar rabba bar barchana amar yochan bichdei mon shanu." What's bichdei mon minu? Mean? If you look at Rashi, halfway down the wide line, says Rashi, it means buying 3 meals worth, even though it doesn't say in the brisa, it was understood, it was qualified by 3 meals worth, which means mon, the one person's amount of food. So how do you know the word mon, asks the Gemara, means mazon? Asks the Gemara, my mashma the high mon, lishna de mizonahu. The Chzivit says in the Pasuk in Daniel, Vayaman lehem hamalach, they prepared a suda. So the word man, it shouldn't be a surprise. I don't know why they didn't bring the man in the Torah as a raya, but this, I guess, seems to be maybe a better raya for some sort, that man means a mizonos. So Gemara now says, okay, so we've established now, you cannot buy an esrog during Shemitah, because it's asa to do schara. So how come we're only concerned with esrog? What about lulav? Ihachi, lulav nami. So why are you able to buy lulav? Is that also subject to the dinim of Shemitah? So the Gemara says, Lulava barshishis hanichnas l'shviyisu. So when you buy during Shemitah, this coming year, when we buy lulavim, they were actually grown during the 6th year. So they're not subject to Shemitah. Yes, Sukkot is going to be Shemitah already, but the lulav already was grown in the 6th year, and it's based in the 6th year. So Gemara says, same question. Yihachi, esrog nami. When I buy an esrog in a few weeks from today, so nami barshishisha hanichnas l'shviyisu. It was grown in the 6th year. It's not din of Shemitah. The Shemitah year will be the 8th year, but during the 7th year, what's the concern here? So Gemara says, no, Esrog is different because Esrog, Basar, Lakita, Azlina, goes based on when it was gathered. So it's not really so no gay, but maybe in Eretz Yisrael, so Shemitah, when Shemitah starts, so Alf Tishrei, when you gather it, let's say on after Rosh Hashanah, that was gathered during Shemitah, and that would be a din of Shemitah. as opposed to a lulav goes based on chanata, which when it became ripe, when it grew. So lulav that we're going to buy this year was from last year, but eso goes based on when it was a likita, and if it was a likita that took place during the seventh year, that's a din of shmita. So Gemara says, is that really true? V'ha bein Rebbe Gamliel, bein Rebbe Eliezer linen shviyis esog basar chanata aslinan, when it was ripened, when it grew, not based on when you collected it. How do we see? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it's really Maseches Bikurim is the Mishnah, esog shava le'ilan begimel derachim uleyerek bederech echad, that the esog is similar to a tree in three ways, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way. Shava le'ilan begimel derachim le'arla ulerevai uleshvias, in terms of counting the years of arla and revai, goes based on tu b'shrat like a tree. Uleshvias, it's also connected to a tree in terms of shemitah. Uliyark b'derech echad, and how is it compared to a vegetable? Shebishas likitaso isure divrei Rebbe Gamliel, that by miser goes based on what are the years of miser. We go based on when you gather a vegetable. So too when it comes to an esrog, when you gather the esrog, that's when you have it in terms of shemitah. But in terms of shemitah of the esrog, that goes based on a tree. We'll see in a second. Hope what that means. Rebbe Eliezer on Daf Mem now says, Omer esog shavali ilan l'chol davar. So it's connected to a tree in every aspect. Either way, what we see from here is that the esog is similar to a tree, according to both opinions, in terms of Shemitah. What that means is it goes based on chanata. Chanata, that's a regular tree. What year is a Shemitah? When it grew. So any apples you buy this year from Eretz Yisrael are going to be fine, because they grew in the sixth year. It's the following year that's going to be the biggest shaya, or anything you've got that grew during this upcoming year, that's the issue. So in Esog Lagabe Shemitah, both opinions hold, it goes based on Chanata, when it grew, which was the sixth year. So it won't be a shaya this coming Sukkot at all. So the Gemara says, so how come earlier we said that Esog is a problem, Lulav isn't a problem? They both have the same halachas, it goes based on Chanata. So Gemara says, our Mishnah, who's the author of our Mishnah? Hu damar ki haitana, the Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi av Tulmis, Heyin Mishim Hamisha Zakenim, he testified in the name of five great elders. Esog achar lekita lemeiser, the Gabi Meiser, you go based on when you gather the Esog. Rabboseinu nimnu b'ushav amru bein lemeiser, bein leshvias. They said, no, not only for Meiser, but even for Shemitah, the Esog follows the lekita when it was gathered. So Gemara said, wait a second. Man dacha shmei, whoever mentioned Shemitah? We're talking about Meiser. The first opinion says, Rabbi Yossi of Tulmis quoted a Meiser, and then Rabbi Hosseini brought in Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Chasur mechzera v'achi katan. Esog acha lakita l'meiser v'acha chanata l'shivis. So the first opinion felt there's a distinction between Shemitah versus Meiser. Rabbi Hosseini nimnu b'usha, they had a whole vote, and they decided in Usha, v'amru esog bas lakita bein l'meiser bein l'shivis. The halachas of esog follow when it was gathered, whether it's Meiser, whether there is Shvius. In other words, so this coming year, if the Esog was gathered after the start of Shemitah, it would have a Kedusha Shvius, even though Lulav was not, because Lulav goes based on Chanata when it ripened, and Esog goes based on Lakita, according to this Man Damar, and that's how the Mishnah is working with. Okay.
According to this, you should never have a problem with Esog, because you can, on this year, you take it out before, if you hold it in 30 days,
this year won't be an issue, but the following year.
Also, not because you can wait till Rosh Hashanah.
No, because it's impossible. All the esrogim, it's impossible to collect everything after Rosh Hashanah. To get them here, you need to collect them way before. They go through
the
many, many different.
It's
probably possible. I don't know how it works, but it's definitely more possible than
2 years.
Right.
On the trees. Yeah. No problem.
So it could be, but here certainly in America next year will definitely be a problem. Even Eretz Yisrael, I doubt they have enough time between Rosh Hashanah and
right.
Sukkot to get it.
No.
It's possible. Yeah. Let's quickly recap what we did today. We spoke about the two statements of Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem and Heshmei Rabba, not to separate them. Mar says, of course you could separate them. They never had in mind to really, they had in mind to conclude the whole thing, and there's no issue at all. We spoke about doubling the psukim from Odecha, then about saying the bracha before, and everyone agrees you must say bracha prior to Hallel, because over Litz Yasam, there's a machlokis in terms of Minhagim saying the bracha afterwards. Then the Mishnah says you should not buy the Esog from the farmer, because you can't do Schara, because he now has money of Shvias, and he doesn't know what to do with them, so you can't do this. So Gemara says, so what should you do? So Gemara says that he gives it to you as a matana. What if he refuses to give it to you as a matana? matana, then your mavliya do havla, pay a lot of money for the lulav, and then ask him to give you the matana, a special gift afterwards for paying a lot of money for the lulav. Why is it aser to buy? Because we said he's going to use the money and save it for the next year, which is aser. If you give him 3 meals worth, where you're sure that he'll eat it for Shabbos, or you could assume he eats it for Shabbos, that's fine. More than that, however, we're suspect he's going to leave it over and put a savings account and be lifting an iver on your part to put him in such a position. You might then say, wait a second, 3 meals only, not more? The Braisa says you could buy as much as you want of these various fruits that no one watches over, that's Hefker. And Mara says, no, even that Braisa meant that the Kedei Man Shana, which means only 3 meals worth, are allowed to buy these fruits. And then we say, what about Lulav? And the Gemara said, there's a difference between Lulav, the din of Shvir to Lulav applies to when it grew, Chanata, but the din of Esrog applied when it was Lakita, when it was actually gathered up. And we did see this actually Machlokas Tanaim, but our Mishnah Paskin, the Esrog, goes based on the Achar Lakita. Okay, everybody, have a great day.